Well, hopefully the president's protection was using protection. I knew something was wrong when I saw the bumper stickers, you know, that said, Secret Service does it with earpieces. Or the WWCED, what would Clint Eastwood do? It's ironic since the hookers wear their boots on the ground in Colombia.
I really like that.
Okay, maybe not. Really, it's just a rate of exchange problem in Colombia is what they had there. It all comes down to, you know, because one U.S. dollar is worth 1,774 and a half Colombian pesos. So you hand somebody $30, you're handing them $53,235, really. That's before tip, which is another $18,000. So I don't know what she was making a big deal about. Jim?
Yeah?
So what was she squawking about? You know, Sarah Palin would have just taken the money. You have to remember the last official trip to Colombia was Bill Clinton. So I'm saying the groundwork had been laid, you know. Next, of course, the FBI boys will be seen at a passion party. In other news that isn't, in France, Sarkozy running behind on his Hope Change program. Okay, that ain't French, I know. After Tupac's success, a Reagan hologram will speak to the convention. Planned Parenthood, little changes there. Planned Parenthood is going to use the aspirin between the knees technique. Actually, the shot in the dark Parenthood is the new rival to Planned Parenthood. I don't know if you heard about that. That's where we went, shot in the dark. I'm just glad our parents didn't have Planned Parenthood. That's all I can say. Really. Zimmerman apologizes to parents, saying he usually uses a 22 on the children. As a condition of parole, Zimmerman must not sit on the roof with a shotgun. That's, afterwards, it's fine to go back to that again. Cookiegate, of course, but how elitist is Romney if he expected 7-Eleven cookies? Really? He's just saying that he usually gets 7-Eleven cookies. It's not Cookiegate to me. My concern with Ted Nugent's remark is how difficult it already is for black Jewish Nazi Klansmen. That's four strikes against
that's right.
You.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, a lot of what Ted Nugent says is the result of cat scratch fever. You know, long-term effects. Yes, he shouldn't have offered to bring Romney scalps. But on the upside, huge interest in the Black Jew Nazi Klan tour. Okay, that's very little response. Do not use again. All right, but I just the last thing on if anybody threatens me, I hope it's Ted Nugent. That's all I can say. Okay. Another news, Dick Clark dies a very old 22-year-old. Ryan Seacrest just had a flash forward. Now, I guess I'll never get to dance with a girl with a streaked beehive on Bandstand. Remember her? She was always right up front there. Never got her name. She lived in Philadelphia, and she was Italian, is all I got. Okay. Shuttle Discovery humps a 747 all the way to the Smithsonian. Way to go out, I say, if you got to go out. The Obama-Romney race looks close. It can't be a good sign if you hold a narrow lead over a man nobody likes. Mitt Romney throws a couple of illegal aliens atop the car and drives off to dig the Keystone Pipeline all by himself. I'm digging it all by myself. Did you hear what I'm saying? I'm sure you are. And what has to be a win-win, India now has a missile capable of reaching North Korea. Cool. Roger Clemens will have to produce his buttocks in his defense. So there's a lot on his side, is what I'm saying. No Pulitzer Prize in fiction, and there's a book in that. The parents who forced their 8-year-old girl to wear an I like to steal sign have been stolen. No reward offered. Cherie is leaving Real Housewives. And I can't tell you how bad I feel about knowing that. And nothing says this economy like a Honus Wagner card going for only $1.2 million, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the news is, and thank you so much. And for all the ships.